Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke-Ward Mills. Dyke-Ward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke-Ward Mills. That draws
us to you. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus and give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. How many of you are excited to be at today's prophetic encounter service? How many of you are excited? God has a word for you today. If you're excited, give the Lord another mighty shout of praise. Amen. The Bible says that God has given us the ministry of reconciliation to bring many, many, many more people to Him. Amen. I thank God that it's a season of sowing once again. Swelling Sunday is coming up on the 6th of October. Put your hands together for Jesus. And I believe God is going to use us to bring a lot of people to come to know the Lord. Amen. We have powerful, great change testimonies today. And as you listen to these testimonies, I want you to notice how somebody invited them, somebody asked them to come to church, and when they came, they found Jesus, they met the Lord. And I believe God is going to use you to bring someone to come to know Him. If you believe it, shout, "Yeah!" All right, our first testimony is coming from our brother Ebenezer. He's from the Dansoman region. Oh, keep clapping for him as he comes. Do it better for him. Keep clapping, keep clapping, keep clapping, keep clapping. Amen. Ebenezer, what has God done for you?
Hello, my name is Ebenezer Walker from the Dansoman Center. And I'm here to give a testimony on how God gave me a great change in my life. For the past 2 years, before I gave my life to Christ, I've been in the midst of ungodly friends. I've been smoking. I've been watching pornography. I've been fornicating. I've been masturbating. Like, I've just been doing a whole lot of bad things, okay? And throughout this whole time, I always knew that it was bad, but I didn't know how to change. One day, a shepherd from this church came to invite me to church. His name is Shepherd Emmanuel Dia. He came to me and invited me to church, but I always gave him excuses. I always told him that I can't make it. Most of the time, I even lied that I'm with another church and I'm helping them with their projector and stuff. So if I'm not there, that means the church wouldn't work. But he was patient with me.
It was a lie.
It was a lie.
You're not in any church.
At all.
Hey.
I only go to church on Good Friday and 31st night. So he invited me ahead of time. And I told him that, okay, this very day I'll be able to make it. And that faithful day came. And he came knocking on my door. When he got there, I wasn't pleased to see him at all. Because he was still on the fact that he's bringing me to church that day. And he told me that I should learn to honor my promise that I'll come. And he told me that there's a word for me that day. And if I come, my life will never be the same. I felt that this was the best time to come to church. So I followed him and I came to church. On that very day, prophets preached on the anointing of kings. The whole time I was sitting over there, I didn't feel good within myself. I was wondering, why is it that I've allowed the devil to use me greatly? How come I didn't have this information for my life that is going to bring about this change? So the whole time I was sitting there, I was just waiting on Daddy to make an altar call so that I would give my life to Christ. Lo and behold, Daddy made an altar call and I came forward. Before I did, I was so shy. I was looking at my friends, I was looking at my brothers, thinking of what they were going to think of me. But yet, I rose my hands and then I came forward. And Daddy led me to pray to become born again. And I received a book on how to become born again and avoid hell. I've been reading that book like throughout my whole time. And then I've always felt that this is the best time to be a Christian. I've always tried being a strong Christian, but this time I was using the right approach with the help of the Holy Spirit. All my friends are like, "Eben, you've changed though. What is wrong?" The girls that I used to roll with, they're always like, "Hey, Eben, you've changed though." And the amazing thing is, I think they would despise me, but they rather admire me more for the great change that was I've decided to commit to.
Oh, give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. The Bible says that when you go, the Spirit of God is going to come upon you and you will be turned into another man. You know, people out there cannot change on their own. They know they are in a bad state, but they cannot change. They don't have the power to change. But as they come into the presence of God, the Holy Spirit will come upon them and they will be turned into another man. If you believe it, shout amen. Amen. So are you grateful to God that you are changed?
I'm really grateful to God because looking at the things I used to do, I do them no more. I hardly even think of it. I hardly even decide to even pick up my phone and I have certain conversations with certain friends. I'm always with my shepherd. I'm always with Apostle Frank, always teaching me and then helping me. And I thank God so much for sending someone unto me to help me, save me. Wow. And I thank our prophet for his great teachings. Amen.
Amen. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. You are the next person to be a light unto somebody. The Bible said that we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the world. I see God using you greatly. Our second testimony is from our sister Precious. She's a member of the Film Stars Ministry. Oh, keep clapping for her as she testifies of how God turned her life around. Amen. Keep clapping, keep clapping, keep clapping, keep clapping. Film Stars are in the house. All right. Precious, what has God done for you?
Hi, everyone. My name is Precious from the NASFA Center, and I'm in the Film Star Ministry. My testimony is about the great change that God gave to my life. Growing up in the Christian home, I'm a pastor's child. So everything was being taken care of for me, academically, materially, financially. I lacked nothing. But I realized that psychologically I was suffering because I was this moody girl, always disrespectful. I was disrespectful, rude. Every little caution from my parents or anyone around me can easily get me crying and thinking the whole day. And I'll creep into my bed and I'll cry the whole day thinking about something that is not serious. Over time, it led to me having depression. I started being depressed. I became antisocial. I don't talk to anybody. I don't have any friends. It grew so worse that they were thinking that maybe I need to change environment. So they said, okay, come to Ghana, come and school here. Maybe you meet new friends, maybe you meet new people and you will change. So when I came to Ghana on 2016, meanwhile, my cousin brother introduced me to the school and to First Love Church. So when I came directly here, I came. But about 2 or 3 months' time, it grew worse because even there in Nigeria, I was meeting at least people I know, but now nobody. Like, people speak different language. It grew worse. It became so worse that I started considering committing suicide. It grew that worse. And then over time, my friend invited me to church. He said, no, still come. I know you are coming, but this time stay. Stay till church ends. So I said I will stay. And on that good day, a girl stood here and she gave a testimony of how God changed her life, that she was a very depressed girl and how God changed her. As she was giving the testimony, I was crying in my heart. I said, if a young girl like this could change, why not me? Why can't I change? So I decided I'm going to change. I have to put this into practice. So I downloaded the podcast. I started listening to it. I bought the books. I started reading the books. I started praying practically into it. Daddy has been preaching and I said I must change. And now over time, I've realized that I have moved from being a depressed girl to a very happy girl. Like, I have become so happy that people used to call me sanguine.
Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. Whatever name they used to call you, I see them calling you at the opposite of that name. If you believe it, shout amen.
Amen. Amen. So I told them it's not sanguinity, it's the Holy Spirit that has actually worked in me.
Wow.
That is the Holy Spirit, because it was very, very serious. So I want to thank God for changing me, for turning me from a depressed girl to a sweet, loving, lovey-dovey daughter, to my parents, to my people at home, to everyone around me. I have a good family, the Film Stars. We always do things together. I want to thank God for changing my life, and I also want to thank Daddy for preaching the word into our lives. Thank you so much, God.
Amen. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. Do it better. Keep clapping. Hallelujah. I see God using you to touch somebody's life. The Bible says, how can they hear without a preacher? That means if somebody doesn't go to them, they will never change. Amen. I see God using us to bring many people to Him. And let's welcome Chris from Burundi to share the final testimony for today. Keep clapping for him. Do it better for him. Hallelujah. Chris, what has God done for you?
My name is Chris from Burundi. I'm in the Anakazo Bible Ministry Training Center. My testimony is about how God changed my life through the missionary that was sent to my country, Reverend Chebafo. I remember growing up in a bad ground family. My family was poor. And because of the kind of the family I have, that I was not having enough that I needed, I joined a bad ground, bad friends, which we used to go to steal the people's farms. And when we steal the things, we go and sell them. We use the money to go and do the gambling. And we were very bad boys, which I believe if it was not because I joined the church, I could have died now and go to hell. Because I remember in 2011, I was going to do my normal study, preparing for my national exams. As I went to study, I met Reverend Chebafo at the same school where he was having a service. And he preached to me, but I didn't believe what he was saying. I said that, no, this man, he wants money from me. This man, no, he's not a good man of God. Maybe these are the prophets that Bible says that they will come in the last day. How can somebody will come and preach to me and they invite me to church the same day? He was trying to force me to come to church. He came to call me to come to church at the same church, at the same school where I was going to study.
How old were you at that time?
I was 18 years boy.
Wow.
And I was a very bad boy. But I didn't mind him. It is one day he came to call me at home. He told me that we have moved to another hall. And he brought me to church. When I came, after service, he told me that he preached a very powerful message from the book, How to Be Born Again and Avoid Hell. When I heard the message, my heart, I was not happy with the life I was living. And he called me after service. He called an altar call. And I came in front. After service, he told me that, Chris, don't go home. I want to train you so that you come and help me to do the ministry. And I told him, I don't know anything. I don't even know the Bible. I don't read the Bible. He said, no, I will show you. That day, he told me to stay in church. He taught me till 8 p.m. He was teaching us how we can do the work of God, how we can start birth centers. But in those days, it was called LFM. And he taught me how to start. By the grace of God, I was able to start some birth centers, which now I still have some sheep that are still in the church back to Burundi, are serving God, happily serving God. And in 2015, the reason why I said that I could have died, when in 2015, there was a crisis in my country when our president wanted to land a third term. And the opposition party, they said that they can't allow him. And there were a lot of fights, a lot of young boys, they were joined in the opposition party. They gave them weapons. And the crisis was very, very hot in my area where I grew up, where I was living. I remember if it was not because I joined the church, I could have died like one of my best friends who have died. Some were killed. Some are in the prison now. They are in the prison for life. Anytime they text me a message, they say that, Chris, pray for me. Pray for us. Because they know that I'm now in the Bible school. I'm being trained to become a pastor.
Oh.
So that I will go and go.
Give the Lord a mighty shout. Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. Let's celebrate the goodness of God. So you are telling me that your group of friends were about 10.
They were 10, that's what I can remember.
Who are dead?
Yeah, who are dead now.
They were shot in the crisis.
Yes. They gave them uniform, soldier uniform, to wear as soldiers.
And all of them were killed.
They were killed.
And the only reason you were not part of them was because you were in church.
Yes, because I was in church, because they were very close friends. We even have a way we can call each other when we are going to do our things. They will come. When they come, I just hear a signal. And if I hear it, my mom will not hear where I'm going. I'm just going. I'm come out. I'm leaving.
But God saved you.
God saved me through the missionary that was sent in Burundi.
Wow.
That was always on me, always calling me, always trying to find out on me. At a point, I said, I even thought that, no, this man maybe is looking for, is looking something else from me. How can me, chasing me, I don't have anything. But I was seeing that, at a point, I said, no, this one, maybe it's God. After I heard the message, no, maybe it's God.
It was God. It was God.
It was
Give
God.
The Lord a mighty shout of praise. And it will be God too in your own situation. When you go to that room in Liman or UPS hostel or Agenda hostel or wherever you are, when you arrive in that room, it will be God speaking to the people. Because Bible says that he who hears you has heard me. He who sees you has seen me. And I believe God is going to use us to bring in a great harvest. If you believe it, shout amen. So Chris, what do you have to say?
I want to say a very big thank you to God by using our prophets to send someone all the way to Burundi to come and save me. And when he came to Burundi, he didn't go to the powerful areas. He came to my area, a very poor area where nothing goes well. Even till now, a person from that area, if you mess in somewhere, you can be caught and take to the prison. Okay. Because he still have a bad name, because the area is full of bad boys. And I thank God that if it was not because I had a serious shepherd in my life who were following me up, I could have died in 2015, but now could have been here.
Amen. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. Amen. And I believe on the 6th of October, God is going to use us to bring a lot of people to come and hear the word of God, to come and hear the powerful message of salvation, so that their lives will never be the same again. If you believe it, shout, "Yeah!"
excited? Well, I'm glad to announce that our prophet is back and he's in the house. Prophet has been away for 2 weeks, but I tell you, it feels like forever. But God being so good, our prophet is back. I was watching the Pentecostal World Conference message, and it's a blessing. And I believe that as I was watching prophets, I realized that First Love, we are so blessed with such a powerful gift from God, such an anointed man. And once again this morning, First Love, we are blessed, we are privileged that this same gift that God is using all over is right here with us. And if you're excited, scream, make your loudest noise as we welcome Prophet Zach. Is there anything impossible?
Too hard for me, then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. Oh, everything, yes, everything is possible with God. Oh, nothing is impossible when you put your trust. When you trust in His word, hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. Oh, everything, oh, everything, yes, everything is possible.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thanks for today and for gathering us into your presence. Please bless us, change us, anoint us, and do something wonderful with our lives. We are grateful. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Wow. Well, I'm excited to be back. We had a camp in Canada and America, and also another program, and you'll be there for sure. In Nicaragua also. So it's a blessing to be here. And also at the Pentecostal World Conference. So this morning or this afternoon, whatever, we are here. And I want to go straight into our topic for today, which is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So this one is about the anointing for all flesh. The anointing for all flesh. Joel chapter 2. It says in Joel chapter 2, verse 26, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Receive that prophecy for your life. You'll never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and my people shall never be ashamed. Verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Amen. Now, my preaching is going to be in the form of questions. And these questions will have answers. All right? The first question is, what exactly is the anointing? Amen. What exactly is the anointing? The anointing, the answer. Now, the answer. Question and answers. This is not an exam. These are the past questions with answers. What exactly is the anointing? Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So the anointing is the Holy Spirit. So when you hear us talking about the anointing, we are talking about the Holy Spirit. Right? Now, the reason or the basis for what I'm sharing today is really a prophecy. And the prophecy is from Joel 2. 28, that God is going to pour out of his spirit on all flesh. And then the flesh is going to have the Holy Spirit. So this anointing for all flesh. Now, I was reading a book by Rick Joyner. And in this book, there was a vision. And in this vision, there was an angel. And this angel was... they were discussing what God was doing. Because God is exciting. When you serve God, you have an exciting life. When you don't serve God, you have a boring life. All right? How many are going to serve the Lord? You'll never lack excitement or some kind of adventure. Yes, because when you follow God, He's always going to tell you to do something that is near to impossible. And you are sort of forced to rise up. Every gift of yours will come into play. And you see people who you never thought were gifted. People who are born without hair on their head. All such people will be showing gifts. How many were born without hair? How many had hair when you were born? How do you know? Did your mother tell you? Your childhood pictures, you were born with hair. Well, one of the things Catherine Kuhlman used to say was that she was born without hair. So, you know, she always used that to explain that she came into the world without gifts. I don't know what that means, but maybe when you don't have hair, it means something. But now we have wigs. Do we have wigs for babies? Huh? Are there wigs for babies? You'll be shocked. Now, the angels were discussing something that God was going to do. And the angels were shocked. First of all, they were shocked that the one who created the world was coming to walk on earth. Because the world you cannot see is the real world. This, what we are in, is the world that's not real. I mean, touch your neighbor. That's the person who's not real. The real world are those we can't see. Yes. The earth is a very small place. Even the world in the solar system, this solar system, when I say the solar system, I mean the system around the solar. The solar is the sun. Solar energy, sun energy from the sun. The sun is just the nearest star. Like all the stars you see in the sky, twinkle, twinkle, little star. The nearest star is the sun. The nearest star to this earth is the sun. So anyway, how many can see? Good, this side is open. You see the sky there?
Yes.
Yeah, if the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. So if you are looking in this direction early in the morning, you see the sun coming from there, because that's the east. All right? All right? Now, if you keep looking when it's rising, you see just before it rises, at the right time of the year or whenever, you'll see a star, a small star that comes there. And when the star comes, that's just before the sun comes. You see the sun not yet come, till you see the sun. That star will be there. That star is not a star. That star is Venus. That's the morning star. Are you with me?
Yes.
So Venus is a planet, but it's called the morning star. Why do you see it where the sun is? Why do you see it where the sun is? Can you remember I don't know which school you went to. Is it SHS or what? I don't know. But there was somewhere where you learned about planets. Okay, I'm sure you learned about planets. Right? What is the nearest planet from the sun? The first one is what?
Mercury.
Then after that is what?
Venus,
and then after that is what? Earth, my very eyes. Is that not the formula?
Yes.
Okay. So, early in the morning, please find out where is east and west. West is Takoradi, east is... No. East is Volta, Aflao, and Togo. To that direction is Togo, and this side is Takoradi, Cote d'Ivoire. Huh? Art students should have been speaking up. Look at them, they are quiet. Is this science or art? Planet is art. It's science. All right. Are you with me? Please, I'm showing you something. When you understand it, it will help you. When I'm telling you that this is not the real world. Okay, so we are looking there. We can't see anything. Then you see a star. Now, sometimes you see two stars. One of them will be Mercury and one will be Venus. They are very, like a dot. They are so far, but they are near the sun. My very eyes. So from the sun, which is the star, then the first one in a line, we are in a line like this, one after the other. One line, one logo line. Mercury is there and it's the dot. And then you see Venus, if possible, there. And we are the next. We are the same size as Venus. The dot that you see is Venus. And honestly, you see, you think that these scientific things are not true. But what it is, they've sent rockets and all that there already. They've sent rockets to Venus. Of course, the ones that went to Venus couldn't land. Because when it went in, it disappeared. Because it's very hot. It's the hottest planet. It's hotter than the Earth. It's 450 degrees. And the hottest place on Earth is the Iranian desert, which is 70. Do you see? That's the hottest place on Earth. Wow. 70. Yes, but like Accra, like now, the temperature is about 29, 30. And it's cool. So you can imagine 70, then you can imagine 450. So when the rocket went in, as soon as it entered, it disappeared, and the filming, everything stopped. So, and then the pressure is very strong. So when you go into the atmosphere, it crashes everything. Okay, so I'm explaining. So we are in one line. The sun you see is very big there. Then you see Mercury, if possible, and Venus. And the reason why you see Venus always with the sun is because it's the one that's next to the sun. There's the sun, then my very eyes. Can you understand why it's always near the sun? You never see Venus away from the sun. Please, I also haven't studied astronomy. I don't know anything. I'm just telling you what I know. Are you with me? So, after Earth comes what? Mars, which is the next rocket they are trying to get people to go there. And the reason we need people to go there, the reason why they can't go there is because it will take about 6 months, and then how to take food is the main problem. How to take food there, to stay there for the 6 months and come back. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yes. So they are planning to how to purify their urine, to drink it, and to turn their feces into biscuits. So that they eat it. Are you with me? Yes. Now, you like Earth. Some people have chosen to stay on Earth. Those are the corner. Can you see what I'm preaching? Do you understand the preaching? And do the art students understand the preaching? Very good. So, after Earth, when you keep going, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and then... But if you take your camera from here and you look at the sun, you are not supposed to, by the way, if you ever... Somebody gives you, never look at the sun, your eye will burn, you go blind. Never look at the sun with binoculars or any such thing. You just take the sun and your eye will go off. So anyway, if you take your camera... We started with Venus, we came to Mercury, Venus, we came to Earth, then we keep going, and you get to, let's say, Pluto, they are not so sure whether it's a planet, but somewhere there, and you take your camera and you look at the sun again. Are you with me? It has become the smallest star. Yes. It's a very tiny star. It's just 12 minutes from here. Do you see? Light, 12 minutes. Light speed, at the speed of light, yes. So, it's not a year, it's not nothing at all. It's very, very close, and it's very hot. So if by God's grace you are able to go to Alaska, you will see that. How many would like to go to Alaska? Yes. If you go to Alaska, you will see something that we don't see here. There is a wind blowing from the sun. Yes. The wind is from the sun. It blows from, it's not from the planets. It's blowing solar wind with force. Wow. And it turns into a colorful light around Alaska. Yeah. Okay, are you still here? After all this, this is one of the stars, and there are millions of stars so far that you can't. So this is one star with its children. The children are the planets. We are just about 9 of us. And on all the planets, there is nobody. Only Earth has people. Everywhere has nobody. Everywhere has nobody. So they are yet to, the stars are so far that they don't have technology to go there. Because it will take about 1,000 years, 650 years to go there. I mean, not even to go there, for the light to get here. Are you with me? So it's a very small world. And the angels were wondering why there is attention here. Can you understand why the angels are wondering? Like, why is the Father here interested in this place? And then after that, they were concerned that the Creator himself, not the one who made the earth, or the one who made the sun, the moon, and then the many stars. Each star can have so many planets of its own. In fact, Jupiter's moons, Jupiter has about 58 moons. And some of the moons of Jupiter are far bigger than this earth. And they are going around the moon. The earth is the only planet with one moon. And our moon is very small, but it is very near us. That is why it looks so big. Because it's so near that it can block the sun. It's so close to us. That's how we were able to go there. Because it's very close. It's a very, very close object. It's now only 3 days flight by rocket. Our moon is just 3 days flight. So if you want to go to the moon, I mean, it's like going to Tamale or, I mean, even Ouagadougou. You can be there. So the angels were wondering why the Creator of the whole universe is interested in here. Can you understand why the angels would be confused? And then apart from that, they heard some other news. Apart from the God being interested in earth, and that the Creator, the one who by whom everything was made and through whom everything was made, was coming. They say he's coming here. In fact, he had landed. And the angels were wondering, what is going on? Now, they also heard that something amazing was going to happen, and that the Holy Spirit himself was going to come and be on human beings. And they said that the Holy Spirit had never been able to stay on a human being before. But it is when Christ comes that the Holy Spirit will for the first time stay with a person. You can read it in this book, Rejoiner, When God Walked the Earth, if you are interested. You also have the same book I have. They said it has never happened before for the Holy Spirit to be able to stay with a person, with any human being. Yeah. And so the sign to John the Baptist was, on whom you see the Holy Spirit coming and stay. That's the one. And he had never stayed on anybody before. Wow. Are you there? So, there is some amazing news in town, and that is that the Holy Spirit, the anointing, which came to stay on Jesus, yes? Can you see this verse? 1 John 1:33. It says, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So the anointing is God's mighty power, or the Holy Spirit himself, coming to stay on a human being. And I tell you, a human being is, I mean, we are sinners. Look, When you confess your sins, even there's a problem with the confession. Because most of the real problems you have not confessed them. How many realize that? No, not that you are conscious of it, oh. Like you are imagining, like maybe something is wrong and you don't want to mention it. No, I mean you mention everything that you know that is wrong with me. The ones that are even more important, you are not even mentioning because you don't even know that you are some way. True or not true?
True.
So a sinner who confesses, who doesn't confess, you get it? And then somebody who is very good, doesn't do this. All people who suffer from self-righteousness have a list of things they don't do. Everybody who suffers from self-righteousness has a what? I cannot hear your English words. Are there people in the church? Which side is active? I want to move towards the active. Maybe this area. And then this area has more light. Okay, sit down. Yes. Everybody who has a problem with self-righteousness has what?
A list.
A list of what? Things they don't do. Yes. Yes. And your list is very limited. Let's say smoking. You see, and smoking, when it comes to smoking, let's face it, cigarettes were not invented some years ago. Yes. So I don't know how you've added it to your list. That makes you righteous. And nowadays, they sell cigarettes with cancer, pictures of cancer. Do you have it in Ghana too? They show the pictures of the cancer, people in hospital, everything. On the wards, everything. Yeah, not just the warning. They used to write a warning. Now the warning became bigger. Now they've started putting color pictures. Yes. You know that you are buying death. Yes. Hey. Are you with me?
Yes.
Do you understand the preaching?
Yes.
I am saying that you are so bad that even when you confess, you are still very bad. It's true. So the Holy Spirit to come on flesh is a big thing. Yes. And actually, it's your only hope. Yes. Because you are hopelessly evil. Look, when the people were asking Jesus about prayer, they said, why should we pray? Do you remember his answer? He said, you being evil. Evil man. I mean, will an evil man ask about prayer? How to pray? An evil man will be planning how to do steal. How to kill. How to do something bad. But here, the man is asking how to pray. And Jesus is saying that you are evil. Are you with me? So this is why Almighty God is giving us something amazing.
Amen.
And that is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So there can be nothing good from you, through you, by you, with you, for you, about you, from you, related to you, except it's from the Holy Ghost and the anointing. Yes. So you should desire the anointing of the Holy Spirit more than anything else. You should be studying the anointing. So that's the answer to my first question. What exactly is the anointing? Now the second question, where exactly is the anointing? Number one, answer. The anointing is with an anointed person, or the Holy Spirit is with someone who is anointed. John 14, verse 17. With. Everybody say with. Say with me. For the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not. So, for neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you. So everybody say, the Holy Spirit is with me. Then number two, the Holy Spirit is in you. Or the anointing can be inside a person. When a person is anointed, the Holy Spirit is in you. Amazing. John, 1 John 2:27. The anointing which you have received abideth in you. So the Holy Spirit is now in you. And then finally, the Holy Spirit is on you. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. All right? So this makes a person who is anointed quite a dangerous person to relate with, because you can never tell when you are dealing with the anointing or you are dealing with the person. Amen. You can never tell when you are dealing with the anointing or when you are dealing with the person. Amen. In Acts chapter 5, let's read from verse 1. Acts chapter 5, from verse 1. What does it say? It says, a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira and his wife sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Verse 3. But Peter said, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price? Are you with me? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied to men, but to God. And Ananias heard these words, hearing these words, fell down and then gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. Amen. Now, what this story is scary, because in this story, you see a normal church lie. Everybody say a normal church lie. Yeah. How many have told a lie before? How many have told 100 lies before? Yeah. How many have told lies in church? Yes. And about church. Some of you even told lies when you were coming. So, I'm going to whatever, but you were coming to church. Now, but Peter said in verse 3 that you lied to the Holy Ghost. Do you see? So, how do you say you lie to the Holy Ghost? You're lying to the Holy Ghost because you thought you were dealing with the man. But when a person is anointed, and that is not, now I'm not talking about a pastor. You are also anointed. The anointing is upon you. It is within you. And it's also with you. So what you are doing to an anointed person, you can easily be doing it to the Holy Spirit directly. Because my clothes are on me. And the food I've eaten is in me. So if you want to pour hot water into my, what do you call it? Before he realizes, it's affecting directly the food or the anointing, whatever is inside. Yes. So that is the thing about supernatural things. Sometimes it seems to be like magic, and sometimes it is as if it's just a human being you are dealing with. Yeah. Now, if you look at Mark 13:11, look at Mark 13:11. So that has to do with when you are talking, when you are speaking to an anointed person, or you are dealing with an anointed person. Now, when the anointed person is also talking, look at it. It says, when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do ye premeditate. Are you hearing? Don't even premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not ye that speak. You see, again, he has changed from the person to the anointing speaking. You see, and obviously, it's not always that when the person is speaking, it's the anointing that is speaking. Are you with me? But sometimes, it's the anointing that is speaking. That is why, that's what you may even be calling prophecy. You see, because the prophecy is like the inspired words that are coming. Are you with me? Yes. So sometimes you can speak to an anointed person, or the anointed person can speak. Both ways could be actually the anointing you are dealing with. Are you with me? Yes. So that is the implication of where is the anointing. The first question is, what is it? And I'm saying that it is your only hope, because we are helplessly evil. So it's the Holy Spirit on us. I don't feel any different from when I was a boy. Not so long ago, somebody gave me toy cars as a present. And I fixed it in my house and I was playing. It got spoiled almost on the first day. I think it wasn't very strong. But I really like playing with toy cars. How many boys like playing with toy cars? You see, we are all still boys. Some of us didn't have cars to play with when we were children. So when you prosper small, you have to buy the toy cars. Yes. Is it not nice? It's very nice. Yes. The one you play, and then you can do a race. Yeah. And you see who is first, and then your car goes off. It's very nice. So we are still boys. But it's the Holy Spirit that changes. So even anointed people don't know that they don't even feel anything many times. Yeah. They don't even know that they are doing what is anointed. Yeah. That's how the Holy Spirit is. And honestly, we are in the world that is not real. It must be. Because God is a spirit. God is a spirit. Why would he make us real and he stays in the unreal world? Huh? No, I'm asking you a question. Why would God make us into the real world and then he stays in the unreal, where he's like a spirit, like a plastic bag flying around? No. He is real. And he has rather made us like, it's like a kind of a game where he's put us here. Yes. You know, the things in the Bible are real. When I was in Nicaragua, I went to a volcano which was active. It's one of the rare things to see, to be able to see. And inside the volcano, they took us there in the night around midnight. So you climb up a mountain and then you look down. And when you look down, fire boiling. Red fire boiling. When I thought that it would be like sort of slow moving red. No, it is like, it was like water. Like the boiling, the explosions and the move up and down boiling. It was like red. Ish. You see that when the Bible describes a lake of fire, there are real things that even this earth has lakes of fire. It's real. So God is a spirit, and you and I, we are rather in the world that is not real. No matter what you get, you die and leave all. You leave your children, you leave your house, you leave everything, you become nothing, you turn into powder. This cannot be the real world. So now the invisible spirit of God comes on you, and then some of the things you say are good things because of the Holy Spirit. Like at times when you speak, it's the spirit that is speaking. Yes. That's why people change when you speak. Because the Holy Spirit is speaking through you. Otherwise, why would somebody listen? How old are you that somebody should listen to you? How many have spoken to somebody and the person's life changed? Small boy like you. Raise your hand. Look at that. Because the Holy Spirit was speaking through you. Yeah, it wasn't you. It wasn't you. How many times I meet people say, I was so blessed by this message. When I remember that message, I think to myself, this message, you were blessed by this message. Do you know what I was feeling at the time? And I was feeling something else, but the person was being moved. Because it wasn't me. It was the Spirit that was speaking to the person. Yeah. But the Holy Spirit is not a feeling. It's a real person that is really working in our lives today. So right now, as I'm speaking, the Spirit is speaking. Spirit speaking to you, speaking to people, changing people. And that's why people don't understand. Why do you go to a church? What are you getting from the church? Are they giving you something? You see? But the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and drawing you. In this book, When God Walked the Earth, when Rick Joyner met, when Jesus met John, and then Andrew, James, and John. John said, I want to follow him. When they met Zebedee, which is James and John's father, he was wondering, my sons want to leave me to follow this man they've met only today. The first day they know him from nowhere, said, we want to be with you. And they said, they've never seen his sons so interested in something. And they said, I feel so attracted to you. I want to be with you. They said, it's the power of God. You can't explain all these amazing things. So I am saying this because Luke 11:13, I want you to believe that the best prayer topic is to pray for the Holy Spirit. I'm giving you the best prayer topic. And actually, you will not know what you are praying for. Don't worry about praying for a Benz, praying for a car, praying for a beloved. Pray for this Holy Spirit. Spend your time calling on God to give you. Listen, Jesus said, if you know what is good. You know what is good. You think my father doesn't know that the best thing to give you is the Holy Spirit. Yeah. That's the good gift you can have. Everybody here, that's a good gift you can have. Yes. And you see, the Holy Spirit is what you need for your life. 2 Timothy 1:7. What does it say? It says, God has not given us a spirit of fear. Many things we do them out of fear. But these are the three topics. If you want to divide the Holy Spirit into topics, the spirit of power, ability, receive ability. I said receive ability. Yes, ability. How was I able to leave medical, whatever, practice? Honestly, you know, when people say sacrifice, truthfully, it doesn't, I've never felt I'm sacrificing. It's a joy. You can ask Bishop Saki. I don't think he even thought for 2 seconds that he is sacrificing something to not be a lawyer. Yes. But you see, the Holy Spirit, but whereas to some people, it is everything. To be a doctor is chale. This is it. It's the dream. They wear bow tie and they move. They are working their whole life. That is all that they have desired. America is some people's dream. To get to America and to stay in America is the life's dream. And those of us who could stay there, we are counting the days till we leave. We'll be counting out. 2 more days. 1 more day. 3 more days. As soon as it's done. Rarely do I finish and spend a night anywhere. Like I've finished and I sleep one night. No. Most of the time, if I sleep, I'll sleep on a plane. But I should spend 1 more day here. I don't know why. Yes, but look, I have so many things to do than to be spending nights all over the place. But for some people, to climb the stairs, to climb the stairs of the aeroplane and say, that is me going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm there. Wow. By the power of God, you see, these three spirits, which makes up the anointing, you will have the ability to do certain things. Yes. Yes. You have the ability. The power to serve God and to do whatever God needs you to do. The power and the ability will come to you. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Then the spirit of love. You see, love is a mix. Honestly, love is, I'm showing you what to pray for. You understand? I'm showing you what to pray for. Pray for this. This is what you actually need. Because, Charlie, you are bad. And I need you to be more anointed. How many want to be more anointed than ever before? Yes. Love. That's what people don't have. Love is patient. Most of us don't have the ability to wait. Yes. You feel an engine in you moving to get things which God has planned for you already. Love is also, the spirit of love is also the spirit of humility. Why? Because love does not boast. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love does not boast, it's not arrogant. Yes. I mean, this one says, vaunteth not itself, it's not puffed up. But the American says, does not boast, it's not puffed up. So the spirit of love is actually the spirit of humility, which is the way to going up in anything. Yes. Now, the spirit of love is also the spirit of holiness and the spirit of righteousness. Because this love does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. It's there. It's also part of it. Not injustice. Change the version. Who is that? Does not delight in evil. That's the spirit of love. So when you are praying for the spirit of love, you are praying for all this. And also it's the spirit of faith. Because love believes all things. Hopes all things. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for. So the spirit of love is also the spirit of faith and the spirit of hope. So when you are praying for the spirit of power, love, you are praying for big things. Yes. But you see, you don't know, oh Lord, love. Love is also the ability to obey God. 1 John 5:3. Herein is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Keeping the commandments of God is the spirit of love. It's the spirit of loving God, which is the greatest commandment on earth. So when you pray for the spirit of power and of love, You are praying for big things. That's why I will encourage you to pray for spiritual topics. Me, I've noticed that God really answers spiritual topics. Yes. Spirit of love will cover the spirit of holiness, will cover the spirit of humility. Even secular people are writing books these days talking about humility. That it is the way up, and all companies that fail are proud. There's a book called Why the Mighty Fall. It's a business about book. Why the Mighty Fall. Four reasons why the mighty fall. Why the mighty fall. And the reason number one of the reasons is hubris born of success. Hubris is another word for pride. It's about business. They mention all the big companies. Even political parties. Why would they lose election? They will lose election because of pride. They can't even see. If you try to tell them, oh, we are winning. We are called, oh, this one is not a problem. If you say this and that, education, or you talk about the baller or this, oh, this and nothing. Don't worry. We are okay. Yeah. So you need the spirit of humility. And poor people have a lot of pride. A poor man, you'll be shocked. So those of you think, oh, me, I'm not rich, so I'm not yet suffering from, like, pride is something that will come in about 20 years. No. Some of the proudest people are poor people. And if we don't understand, it's called idiopathic pride. Idiopathic means unknown cause. Like, no one knows why you are proud. You don't have a car. You don't have a house. You don't have a job. You are not educated, but you are very proud. So, this is the spirit of love. Then the spirit of a sound mind. A sound mind is when your mind is full of wisdom, is full of knowledge, the things you should know. God makes you to know. And understanding, you understand things. When people who don't understand things, you tell them, sweep the floor, he's annoyed. So, oh, I didn't mean anything. You know, one day, some pastors called me. I sent a message that was something to help the person. He didn't understand it at all. They called me for a Sanhedrin meeting. Yes. I couldn't even believe my ears. He said I was belittling him. I was doing this. I said, wow. I said, I beg, oh, please. Withdraw. That's why you even grow to stop helping people. When you see somebody in need, you just stay back. He said, this is when you help them. Yes. So, to have knowledge, understanding, counsel. This is the spirit of a sound mind. When you start praying for these three, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power. He's giving you love, spirit of love, and he's giving you a spirit of a sound mind. It's actually made your mind work in a certain way. You understand things, you know things, you have the wisdom of God, the counsel of God, the fear of God, and even delivered from delusions and deceptions. It's also part of the spirit of a sound mind. Your mind is free from things that are not true, that you strongly believe. Yes. I don't know what you want to pray for. Do you know what you want to pray for? This is a good topic to pray for. This is the Holy Spirit. It's more than enough. More than enough to keep you for some months praying for this, for the anointing, for the Holy Spirit. And you see, sometimes the Holy Spirit even reveals things to you, but it's like you struggle with the Holy Spirit. Yes. And you see that many things, it's almost like we need to learn it, unfortunately, the hard way. But I believe that the more we pray for this, the more God will bless and change our lives. Yes. Yes. I was surprised, you know, somebody said, you know, last week or last 2 weeks or 3 weeks, he said you were preaching and you said, concentrate on getting married. No, I just said it in passing, but I was surprised that somebody noticed it. And actually a number of people noticed it. That's wisdom. That's knowledge. That's understanding. Concentrate on it. There is only a small period of time in your life where people will like you. Yes. As a girl. Ask those who are married. It's a small window, and when that window is there, that's it. If you play with that window, playing, it's very difficult to overcome out of that window.
Wow.
Yes. Very small window. You just have to be serious. Yes. After that, you'll be wondering. And you'll be praying, but you need the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding. So when you pray for the Holy Spirit, I don't know how. Don't ask me how spirits work, please. Ask the right people. Don't ask me. I don't know how it works. I just know that that's the right thing. Yes, that's the right thing. Pray for it. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Pray for the anointing. Pray that God will give you the anointing of the Holy Spirit. These three things. Yeah. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. You'll be a powerful sister. You'll be full of love. Even when you hear I love you, you know it doesn't mean what you think. It says I love you. With experience, you know, I love you means you love me with your version of love. Your version of love. Yes. If an Ashanti man says, I will feed you. It's different from if a gunman says, I will feed you, you'll be full. It's different from if a Northerner says, I will feed you. Or if a Nigerian says, I will feed you, you'll be full. It is his version of feeding and of being full. I tell you. So when a girl comes and says, I love you, or a boy says, I love you, it is his version. Yes. One day an American came to Ghana. And we were with him, took him somewhere. And when we went to the restaurant, we said, we have a food here called jollof. Would you like to eat it? He said, yeah, why not? So he ate the jollof. The negative things that he said about jollof, he said, my head was sweating. The pepper, this, that, the inco, yeah. I said, it's in my stomach, my head. Jollofo. Yes. Because that is our version of something nice. I didn't even take him deeper to Banku and okra soup. So with time, you grow to know that everybody, they say, when I marry you, I will give you Italian massage. I said, hey. What exactly do you mean by Italian massage? It's your version. Yes, it's your version. So you'll be filled with the spirit of wisdom and understanding and knowledge and counsel. Yes. So God is giving us the Holy Spirit. And the anointing is what we need. When you have the anointing of the Holy Spirit on your life, you have everything. You don't need anything else. In fact, that is your hope. If anybody listens to me preaching, it's because the Holy Spirit makes the person listen. Yes. That is it. It's not because I'm a good preacher. Amen. Are you still around? Yes. That is a great blessing. So today marks the beginning of an anointed life with these three spirits. How many are going to walk with these three spirits? Spirit of power, spirit of love, and spirit of a sound mind. Even when you are praying, you can break it down. Yeah. Yeah. You can break it down. God is changing your life. Spirit of power, spirit of love. Listen, as I conclude, I want to say something. The spirit of power, love, and a sound mind is exactly the opposite of what the spirit of fear does. Fear takes away your power. You are no more powerful. As you see the world before you, go. I'm afraid. Yes. I remember a very beautiful girl that I knew when I was in school. Many people liked her, but because her parents, they divorced in a terrible way, I think she became afraid. Yeah. One after the other, she said no, after today. Yeah. I mean, people are beautiful, but there are some people who have a little, can I again describe it, a little something extra. Tell somebody, some people have something a little extra. Yeah. Yeah. Look, it takes power to leave your father and your mother and follow this young man who has nothing. You don't even know his future. Skinny boy. Penniless boy. That's why we have the song, Brother, It Will Be Well With Us. Sister, It Will Be Well With Us. Marry me. God will be with us. We'll have a good life serving the Lord together. Amen. If that song is overcoming the weakness that comes when you look at the future, you see that your power is finished. That's the spirit of fear. Fear makes you weak. Fear makes you weak. You can't think well. You don't think well. Yes. Fear makes you weak. When I was going to start the church, I was afraid. When I was going to pray for the sick, I was afraid. Going to do crusade, I was afraid. Starting branches, I was afraid. Everything, there is fear. There is fear for every topic. But today, by the spirit of power, you never follow fear again in your life. In Jesus' name. And number two, fear takes away your ability to love. You can never love somebody you fear. Yes. You can you don't love somebody you fear. That is why even as a boss or a leader, when I see a lot of fear in people in relation to me, they are not attractive to me. Yes. Because you see, you don't love somebody you fear. You fear the person, but you don't love the person. Yes. I prefer people to love me than to fear me. I prefer those who love me than those who fear me. Yes. When you are afraid, it changes your relationships. Yes. And everybody is attracted. Perfect love casts out fear. You cannot love a boy you fear is going to marry somebody or like somebody else from day one. You have that fear in you. You will never be a nice lover. You will be a difficult person. Yes. Your relationship will be hard. Your marriage will be hard. Yes. Afraid. Instead of being happy, you are having meetings to discuss this person and that person and that. You will never be happy. Yeah. All through. Because that's what the Bible says. Perfect love. There is no fear in love. No, there's no fear at all. You want a loving, a man who is afraid when his wife is happy chatting with people. Who are you chatting with? Come back. You like men. Why are you hugging everybody? Why are you hugging everybody? You'll never be happy in your... You'll never be happy. It's the worst kind of relationship. The worst. Capital West. W. Fear. Yes. Look at what the Bible says. There is no fear in love. Yes. And it says, fear hath torment. A person who is afraid is tormented. Yeah. So if you are in a relationship and it's a... Is smiling with that person, you are tormented. It's talking to that person, you are tormented, which is similar to mental problems. If the person is tormented,
true. It's tormenting. If you fear you have cancer, or you fear you are going to die, you are tormented. Fear is that torment. Fear is such a small thing. You know? People talk about fear like it's something, you know, something. It changes you. Your personality changes. A nice person changes. So when we are praying for the spirit of power and then the spirit of love, fear takes away your love, takes away. You say, jump, you are afraid. You see, your fear, your power is gone. You can't jump, you can't love. You can't jump, you can't love. Yes. Many people's marriages spoil from the day they start being afraid. And the fear doesn't correct anything. If somebody wants to do something, he'll do it in 2 seconds. And you never know. So fear has torment. There is no... This verse about fear is a very wild verse that which it summarizes it. But you see, you know, the way John is, his things are all blanket statements, short statements. In the beginning was the word, that's all. It's up to you to understand it. The word was with God. You can also understand that the word was God. That's how John writes. It's like very short statement. As he explains his messages. Uh-huh. It's like, look, it's a, you can refuse it. Herein is the love of God that we keep his commandment. That's all. And this verse is the wild verse. It's a, there is no fear in love. That's all. That's statement number one. Number two. Perfect love casts out fear. That's the second wild statement. And then the third wild statement, fear hath torment. And then the fourth one, he that feareth is not made perfect in love, which means you have a kind of love which is not nice. Yes. If you take in first love church, you see, the younger people don't fear me as much. So their love for me is nicer. Yes. And the older ones, you see somebody standing there, he will never even talk to you. The young ones will come and they're not afraid of anything. They are happy. So, oh, Charlie, daddy, this. But the other ones will be saying that you are sitting right in front there. You know, you'll not even say a word. We have a meeting. You are as if you are deaf and dumb. Deaf and dumb, mute. As if you are a monkey who cannot speak. It's true. And I would advise anybody, watch the people who love you, not those who fear you. Don't enjoy fear. Don't enjoy fear. Enjoy love. Yeah, don't enjoy fear. Just, oh, all these people are bowing to me. All these people say, all these people will vote for me. Then you don't know. They fear you because you are whatever. But that doesn't mean they love you. And they will not vote. Most of these presidential candidates, they are so shocked at election. And this election too, you see. Yes. You see. Elections are going to shock. Yes. So it... Fear makes you powerless, loveless. And then the third, sound mind. Seke. Do you know Seke? How do you say it in tree? Abodam. Yes. Bodam. Yes. Fear. Yeah. When you have a lot of fear, a lot of mental illnesses are your portion. So it says, pray for the Holy Spirit. It's even praying against mental disease. Yes. It's even praying against mental disease. Because the highest mental illness is, what do you call it? Schizophrenia. It's a Mercedes-Benz of mental illness. You see? And a psychiatrist doesn't examine your stomach. He listens to you. He talks to you. And as you speak, then he picks out that the thing this person said is this. This one that he said is this. This one that he said is this. And this thing that he's doing is this. So he picks them out and he has a list of things that he has to take. 1, 2, 3, 4. When he takes 1, he takes 2, he takes 3. That's it. It's called a diagnostic criteria. for mental illness. You need to fulfill the criteria for abadam. Yes. Abadam. Is that how you say it? Abadam. 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 Yes. Yes. And the checklist for Abadam checklist. are you listening? You see, you are laughing. Oh, I'm preaching a very important message. Oh, as usual, you are just laughing, but this is important. Spirit of a sound mind. The fear. You have to take, number one, fear. The paranoid, or you see, they call it by a bigger word, but I'll just bring it down for you. Fear. Paranoid delusions. Hearing voices. Disorganized speech. Disorganized speech. You say things that are not related to anything. Like you just suddenly start talking about the paint in that person's house. So, paint in somebody's house. You are preaching. How does it have to do a paint in somebody's house? Or you start joining different words. This word, this word, this word, this word. That's the word salad. You see a lot of it somewhere. Have you been noticing some joining of words somewhere? Yes. Negative symptoms. The person can say, you stay in one place for long. So when you say change your style, you think that it's just a dance. So when you say change your style, you think that they are just telling people to dance. Changing your style is a very important thing. Yes, changing your style is a very important thing. It's good for a sound mind. Yes. Yeah. There's a disease called delusional disorder. Yeah. And you discuss with a psychiatrist. They said, very difficult to cure. One day, one psychiatrist was telling me, there is a particular person who comes. He has a certain belief. All the psychiatrists are running away from them. When they come, so she told me when she started working there, when the person comes, they send her, you take this case. Because she was new. 5 hours, you'll be talking, explaining to the person. You never understand. How many hours does it take you to understand something? Checklist, though. So when you are praying for the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind, it's like you are taking away from the sound mind things that take a long time for you to understand. There's something wrong with it. So when you are in your relationship, please check how long it takes for the person to understand a new idea. Yes. Yes. You should be able to tell your beloved or your whoever, Charlie, we are going here. So, really? Let's go. Why not? Let's flow. No long meetings. That's why we've reduced meetings to 5 minutes. Yes. How many want this anointing? The Holy Spirit. How many are going to pray for it? Let's all stand to our feet, please, and let's pray. I think we should pray for a few minutes. Lift your hand and just start praying for the Holy Spirit. Pray. For the spirit of power, spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. Father, thank you. Oh, we pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for blessing everybody here with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, Father, and we thank you for the spirit of power, and the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. Lift your hand and just speak in
Jesus.
Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Come on.
Shadaraba. Mangilo, Kemambara, Falumbre, Tezondolo, Menjagolo, Venkekiato, Kapane, Ule Sariko, Teko Lavanda, Mambarito, Rekena, Manika, Sofarindo, Monjerika, Topanine, Enemonasia, Ficolo Montaki Antene, Monjagina, Pakudege, Zokalika, Ola Rasa, Ikolo Mokotemo Gavigaya, Manlimro, Sorankan, Pancheklo, Vekediga Loma, Olemono Kosia Katalionda, Monde Rikafa, Mutonoko, On Chakida Bakantene Metondalaya, Rode Kesula, Usa, Ujelekoma, Mando Rekestovandolo, Morizo, Rekenika, Kachupakene, Monderina Masukanfandolo, Mombrane, Omanuno, Ozemaniaka.
Lift your hand and pray for the spirit of power. Ability. Ability to do the will of God. Spirit of love. Holiness. Spirit of holiness, love, humility, righteousness.
Reston variantan canchombolo unegle ke kuka manamo onemrita onamrando bolonje brenkezo ma volungra palasto ulere ke skota kaparianko tane endere menostan banungo jombranglan gringo kontonga anumana sakria kolobo ulere sota muchene kono monandala omanina sureko onyecho paliga alamono senfanono onegreston crimando ponjengle dosigala ila kute monkando ole monokosia iraba koshe gloko bakrika alambolo novenombra tasmolika anchandomo fambuneke tokabalia morete viro mohosa aluan kampaya monche kuba katambro godovigasa alo monokosia.
Thank you.
Oh yes.
How many here do not speak in tongues? You don't speak in tongues, raise your hand. You don't speak in tongues, come to me in the front here. I want to pray with you quickly. Quickly, come, Jesus. Come to the front.
Yes.
Quickly, come. In 2 seconds, I want to just pray for you here. Without the Holy Spirit, I don't know how you can make it.
Yes.
Truly. I don't know how you can make it. This is what do you call it? Like something amazing that the Holy Spirit should come on flesh. Yes. Now we often assume people speak in tongues, but many people don't have the Holy Spirit. Come, I want to pray with you. I don't know how you can make it. The Holy Spirit changes you. You know, when we say change, like there is a change. Like really a change. A real change. Amen. Come, all those who don't have the Holy Spirit, come. I'm going to pray with you. Many of us need the Holy Spirit. Now, first of all, let's close our eyes and lift up our hands. And how many of you want to receive Jesus also? Yes. I believe many of us. So let's all say this prayer together to receive Jesus as our Savior. Say, Jesus, thank you for today.
Thank you for today.
Please forgive me.
Forgive me.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
Today.
Today.
I confess my sins.
I confess my sins.
Wash away my sins.
Wash away my sins.
Make me a new person.
Make me a new person.
Wash me with the blood of Jesus.
Wash me with the blood of Jesus.
Write my name.
Write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
From today.
From today.
I surrender all.
I surrender all.
I give up everything.
I give up everything.
For Jesus Christ.
For Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me.
For saving me.
For washing me.
For washing me.
With the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
I receive you.
I receive you.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
As my master.
As my master.
As my savior.
As my savior.
As my God.
As my God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For saving me today.
For saving me today.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now lift your right hand like this. Say after me. Satan.
Satan.
Listen very carefully.
Listen very carefully.
From today.
From today.
I disconnect from you.
I disconnect from you.
Satan.
Satan.
I will not follow you.
I will not follow you.
Again.
Again.
I belong to God.
I belong to God.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I belong to Jesus.
Jesus is my Savior.
Jesus is my Savior.
Now lift your two hands. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Take my life.
Take my life.
Take my life. From today.
From today.
I love you.
I love you.
And I thank you, Lord.
I thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, with all of us standing still, listen to me. We are going to pray for you to receive the Holy Spirit, because now everybody is saved. Now, what is the Holy Spirit? When you receive the Holy Spirit, the Bible says they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues. So I want the pastors to join me up, the full-time pastors and some of the other pastors, join me. You are all going to lay hands on the people very quickly. Quickly, quickly, very quickly. Pastors, you know yourselves, come on stage and line up from there all the way to the end. We are going to do this. As I'm explaining, listen. And those of you who are standing in the congregation, if you are Christian, many of us can pray for people to receive the Holy Spirit. Where are all the pastors? We have so many pastors we have appointed. Where are they? Ladies, men, everybody. I need a lot of pastors. Amen. Now listen, look at me, all of you. Look at me. The pastors are coming. Some of them are secret agents at the back, all over the place. Now listen. Are you there? Are you listening? Right on stage. Now listen. When the Holy Spirit came on them, they started speaking in tongues. That's the beginning of supernatural things. So we are just going to lift our hands and we're going to pray. Say, Lord, give us the Holy Spirit. And you are going to start. You stop speaking in English and a new language will come. But you need faith. If you don't have faith, you stop. What is this? That is it. And when you disconnect from your mind, it starts to flow. Beautiful language. Every time I speak in tongues, I am a supernatural person. When I pray 95% in tongues. I can pray for 8 hours, 7 hours, 30 minutes will be praying in tongues. And only 30 minutes will be in English. Yes. I can't pray in Ghana or Tree. I can only speak English. So today you are going to receive an ability to pray. And everybody here, to some of you, don't pray in tongues. Only in church when you come, you say, then you finish. That's not how we use tongues. So you have to know how to just only tongues and be flowing. That's where there is power. There's power. Some of you, you are drawn here. It's the power of God that's drawing you. Hallelujah. So we are going to pray. There you will start speaking. God is not going to put a radio in your stomach and put it on. No, there's no radio. You start speaking in tongues. Everybody, are you ready to receive the Holy Spirit? All right. So I need us all to lift up our hands, close your eyes, and just ask God for the Holy Spirit. This is a Holy Ghost service, I tell you. Holy Ghost anointing for all flesh.
Yes.
All flesh anointing.
Yes.
All flesh anointing. All flesh anointing. All flesh anointing. All flesh. Father, we ask now. Everybody, ask God for the Holy Spirit. Ask God. Say, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me the Holy Spirit.
Give me the Holy
Give
Spirit.
Give me the Holy 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 Spirit.
Fill me with the Spirit of power, love, of sound power. Mind.
Love and sound mind.
Give me the Holy Spirit.
Give me the Holy Spirit.
Today. Maragoshe magabalare. Nagelebe tishobolebere.
Nagine kete kesto la mama. Mambala gavanio costanderemo.
Father, give me the Holy Spirit.
Faloma.
Give me the Holy Spirit. I ask you for the Holy Spirit.
For the Holy Spirit.
Right now.
Right now.
Father, fill everybody here
fill
with the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. My God.
Right now. Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for the coming.
He's coming on you right now. Now, don't pray in English anymore. Just open your mouth.
Yes, Lord.
Pastors, lay hands on the people and receive the Holy Spirit right now. Don't speak in English anymore. Let it flow out of you. Something is happening. Let it flow. A beautiful language of the Holy Spirit is flowing. Kamalaba shotalaba kabalaba rababa mandalaba telaba kabalaba rababa. Pastors, lay hands on the people. Lay hands on the people. Let it flow. Don't pray in English anymore. It's coming. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. Malaba shata. 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 Don't pray in English. Just open your mouth. It's flowing. It's flowing. And they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. Let it flow. Don't pray in English. Thank you. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. It's flowing. Receive it. There it is. That is it. That is it. That is it. Don't pray in English anymore. It's flowing. Yes, let it flow. 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 Children, receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Yes, open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. It's flowing. 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 Don't pray in English. Don't pray in English. Receive it. 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 Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Children, open your mouth and pray. It's flowing. The Holy Ghost is flowing. The Holy Ghost is flowing. Everybody, everybody, pray tongues. Pray the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is flowing. Holy Ghost is flowing. Holy Ghost is flowing. Holy Ghost is flowing. Holy Ghost is flowing.
I am Jubele Kosa. Oh, Rakasa.
Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Yes, 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 yes. Let it flow. 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 Let it flow.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh yes.
Yes, Lord.
Father, thank you. Thank you. How many of you in the front here have started speaking in tongues? Lift your hands up high like this. High, lift it up high. Let it, I see. Look at so many hands. Many, so many people have received the Holy Ghost. Look at it. Oh, clap for Jesus. That a mighty Holy Spirit. Flowing, flowing. Now, that is such a blessing. But we are going to do one more time. Everybody. And the Bible says that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Acts 4. Meanwhile, they had received the Holy Spirit. Acts 2.
Wow.
And they were filled. So everybody here is going to be filled again. Now lift your hand, everybody. Ask God, fill me with the Holy Spirit. And don't speak in English again. Receive the Holy Ghost again. Receive Acts 4. Acts chapter 4. Receive Acts chapter 4. The Holy Ghost. Again. 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 Feel, receive, receive a filling of the Holy Spirit this morning as you are in the power of God in the church. Receive it at the back, receive it in the front. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost. God's power is filling us. Yes, God's power, the Spirit of power, Spirit of love, Spirit of the sound mind. Father, thank you.
Yes.
Father, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, Baka.
Lift your hands, everyone.
Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for a wonderful presence.
Yes, Lord.
Of your mighty Spirit this morning. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name. And everyone shouted, amen. Listen, how many are blessed to receive the Holy Spirit today? Look, is it not so beautiful? Are you not glad that a church is for the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
That's why we came to church. God bless you. All of you who are in front here, when we close, come to this salvation corner here. See the preaching salvation corner, all this side. Everybody who came to receive the Holy Ghost, you are all saved today. Amen. God bless you. You may go back to your seats and you may be seated. How many are glad that you can come to church and receive the Holy Spirit, what we are talking about? Wow. Most churches, you can't receive the Holy Spirit. You can only go to church and come. That's all. Your Sunday best. Beautiful. Right now, we are going to receive communion. Yes. Communion. That's another powerful something. For us, Holy Communion. Brothers, sisters, we are, and our lives have just begun in the Spirit. We are young and we live forever.
Sons of God, hear His holy word. God around the table of the Lord. Eat His body, drink His blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are just about to receive the body and the blood of Jesus. Amen. Now, what it is that Jesus is sharing his body with us. He said, this is my body. This is my body. He's sharing his body. His body which never became sick. Amen. His body which never grew old. His body which was never on admission in the hospital. His body would live as long as God had decided for him to live. His body is sharing with us, and his blood. Whatever cannot be in the blood of Jesus cannot be in your blood. So your life is extended today. I feel extension of life is happening. Stand to your feet. Take the bread. Father, as we come before your table, thank you as we partake. Thank you for giving us your body, to partake of your body, to have the kind of life you had. Thank you today in particular for extension of life. Thank you that we are crossing 70 with ease, according to your promise to every one of us. Thank you for birthdays we will celebrate. By your grace. And when we celebrate, we will not be celebrating suffering. We will be celebrating your blessing. The body of Jesus Christ. Now, how many have made mistakes? Mistakes. Have you made any mistake? How many have made mistakes you wish you reverse? How many have a feeling, not that you are a prophet, but you have a feeling that you are still yet to make some more mistakes? Not that you are a prophet, but lift it up. Jesus, thank you for forgiveness. Not only forgiveness, but the total wiping away of our mistakes. All that we have done that is wrong, we are sorry. Let this blood be a perfect healing and washing away of every mistake from our lives. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The blood of Jesus. Lift your hands for your blessing. Any mistake you have made which reversed your progress, it is corrected today. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Any mistake you have made that made you go right instead of straight, I declare you are back on the right path. Yes. Let me hear your loudest amen. Yes. Any mistake that made you go left off the main road of God's plan for your life, by the blood, by the body, by the mercies, and by the blessings of Jehovah, you are returning to the main road. In the name of Jesus, let me hear your loudest amen. That you made, that you shouldn't have made, today receive the power to make a second U-turn to take you back. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Receive power. Receive love. Receive a sound mind. Receive the anointing. Shout, I receive it. Now receive life. Whatever shortens life, accidents in buses, accident in cars, accident when you are walking by the roadside, accident by air, accident on a ship. May you be delivered from every accident in the name of Jesus. Any plan, any spirit that has a plan, take your life. I repel that evil spirit in Jesus' name. Now let me tell you something. Recently, I went somewhere and I was going to stay there for a few days. As the car was getting near to the place where I was going, I saw a man standing at a roundabout. When the car came a bit near, the man was not there anymore. Then when we got to the place, I saw flowers that have been put in front of somebody's house. And I said, what is these flowers? I said, somebody has died here. Any spirit that has come for you, any spirit that has come to take you when you shouldn't go, can never hold your hand in the name of Jesus. He said, I saw a horse, a pale horse, and the rider on the horse was called Death. Any rider, any person without bodies, any spirit, any fallen angel, anything from hell, from the dark world, that is coming to remove you from this earth before your time, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You are living your full life in the name of Jesus. Whatever shortens lives can never be found around you from today in the name of Jesus. Receive, lift your hand like this. Receive strength in your liver. Receive strength in your kidneys. Receive strength in your brain. Receive strength in your pancreas. Receive strength in your esophagus. Receive strength in your stomach. Receive strength in your intestines. Receive strength in your reproductive organs. Every form of breast cancer, I repel it from this church in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Your breasts are clear. Your life is extended. Receive extension of days and prolongation of life in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I enter the spirit. Whatever killed your mother, whatever killed your father, whatever killed your family members, that has targeted you as the next person, I reject it in the name of Jesus. The family devil. I say the family devil. The family devils that know you and your family. You are protected from them today by the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. Put your hand on your head. All forms of mental disease, you are healed from it in Jesus' name. Any form of antisocial behavior, anti-beloved behavior, anti-relationship behavior, anti-happiness behavior, depressive behavior, schizophrenic behavior, delusional behavior, all types and variations of madness, all types of personality disorders. You are clear from each one of them today in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. I say you are clear from every psychiatric condition in the name of Jesus. No one will ever wonder about you, whether you are normal or not. From today, all your behavior will be normal. Your behavior toward boys will be normal. Your behavior toward girls will be normal. Your behavior toward the opposite sex will be normal. Receive healing in your mind in the name of Jesus. Now, any rope that is connected to your leg, pulling you downwards, I cut off that rope in the name of Jesus. I see a rope in the spirit. It's trying to pull somebody down. Let that rope be cut off today in the name of Jesus Christ. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that you receive. You cannot go down, and you are not going down. In the name of He who sat on the throne, by the right hand of the Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hand. May the Lord bless you. Where there is a curse working, let there be superimposed on that curse a blessing from Jehovah. Whatever you have done to invoke and stimulate and activate a curse, may that curse be neutralized by this blessing in the name of Jesus. I say, may that curse be neutralized in the name of Jesus. By the blessing of the Lord, the curse is neutralized in your life. Father, I thank you. Let your face shine. That means may God smile in your direction. May God smile in your direction. May you be filled with the Holy Spirit. May you walk in the Holy Spirit. May you be blessed by the Holy Spirit. From today, put your hand on your belly. Receive the spirit of power. Receive the spirit of love. And receive the spirit of a sound mind. Lift your hand and say, I am anointed. I am anointed. Practically, the Holy Spirit is on me and is staying on me in Jesus' name. Everybody shouted amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.